Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Friday, May 15th, 2020. For almost 2 months now, restaurants in Berlin have only been offering takeaway. But as of today, May 15th, restaurateurs are free to serve customers daily between 6 a.m. and 10 p.m., both indoors and outdoors. The following are rules for diners and restaurant owners. Whether a restaurant or cafe is allowed to open depends on whether it offers homemade food, hot or cold. While the regulations do not outline the preparation of food in detail, those who only defrost frozen goods and/or put them in the oven are not allowed to serve guests. Pubs and bars, including shisha bars, are still not allowed to open. Visitors to restaurants can obviously eat alone, with people from one's own household, and with people from a single other household. There is no limit to the number of companions as long as they are members of at most two different households, with no time limit for the stay. There is no obligation to make a reservation, however, because large crowds are expected and fewer seats available, most restaurateurs recommend securing a table in advance. A visitors list on which owners record names and contact details of guests is not mandatory, but is strongly recommended. If such a list is created, it must be retained for 4 weeks. In the case a guest has become infected with the coronavirus, the public health department can request the list and track the patient's contacts. After 4 weeks, the data must be deleted. Restaurateurs are not responsible or authorized to track their guests. Only the public order office and police are permitted to do so. Buffets are prohibited, and only staff who come in contact with guests must wear mouth and nose protection. Visitors do not. In view of the compulsory wearing of masks, companies must plan more breaks for employees, therefore leading to longer wait times for customers. Restaurant owners must regulate access to their premises and guide the guests to their respective tables, which must be at least 1.5 meters apart, both inside and outside. The distance applies from table edge to table edge, and in the case where chairs are in between two tables, from chair back to chair back. As long as restaurant owners can guarantee distancing, there is no limit to how many diners can be present in a restaurant at any one time. Alcohol may be served, and according to the Berlin Hotel and Restaurant Association, or DIHOGA, in cases of public drunkenness and/or failure to follow guidelines, it's up to the restaurant owner to enforce the observance of rules. If this doesn't work, he or she must call the police or the public order office. The latter is to make frequent unannounced controls in Berlin restaurants starting today. Violations of set rules can quickly become expensive for the restaurant owners who are already severely affected by the corona crisis. Moreover, guests who give false information or dine with people from several other households are also subject to fines. Per reporting by RBB, Thomas Langfelder, general manager of DIHOGA Berlin, remarked that he believes many restaurants and cafes will choose not to open. Especially for smaller businesses, the costs for personnel, stricter cleaning, and goods are out of proportion to the smaller number of guests that can be served. On top of this, the infection situation is still uncertain and can change at any time. For instance, in the case of infection numbers rising, causing stricter rules to be reintroduced. Per Langfelder, this is one of the reasons why many restaurant owners are still hesitant to open. He is appealing to restaurant owners and guests to strictly adhere to hygiene rules, adding, quote, "It would be an absolute catastrophe if the infection figures rose again in 2 weeks' time and the industry was closed down again. This would mean the end for many businesses." The new motorcycles of the Berlin police are state-of-the-art. At a cost of 1 million euros to the Senate, the 35 bikes manufactured at the BMW plant in Spandau with LED lights, auxiliary headlights, heating and handles and seats for comfort, a wireless intercom set in the helmet, and electronic components that can also be operated with gloves were handed over at the Tempelhofer Feld on Wednesday. Barbara Slovic, head of the police, said that it was a significant but also important and sensible investment, adding, quote, because whether day or night, in summer heat, freezing cold, or pouring rain, emergency services must be able to rely on technology and it must be easy to operate. The motorcycles will be used for their escort and traffic services. Berlin's Interior Senator Andreas Geisel remarked, quote, in recent years, we've achieved a lot for the police in order to continuously improve the equipment of the emergency services. Only last week, a new shooting range on the grounds of the police academy opened in Spandau, and two more are to follow. The new motorcycles are the first major new acquisition in 8 years and were, quote, urgently needed. Geisel continued that the efforts to improve the equipment of the police is also visible in the personnel. In the current budget, 800 additional positions will be added, increasing the total number of personnel in law enforcement from 16,700 at the beginning to 18,000 at the end of this legislative period. Moreover, another 900 jobs are to be added by 2023. Six Spielstraßen, or play streets, are being built in Neukölln to create more space for children during the corona pandemic. Starting May 31st, the selected streets in the Kornerkiez, Reuterkiez, Rixdorf, and Britz will be closed to car traffic on Sundays and public holidays from 1 to 7 p.m. District Mayor Martin Hegel remarked, quote, in corona times, children and young people need more space, and also to avoid overcrowded playgrounds. The Neukölln District Office is now looking for volunteers to help, for example, to attach the barrier tapes and to ensure the passage of rescue vehicles. The project will last at least until autumn. However, Hegel does not rule out the possibility of setting up some of the play streets permanently. For a list of the new Spielstraßen, please follow the link in our show notes. Barbara Breuer, spokeswoman for the Berlin City Mission, has announced that the first coronavirus quarantine station for the homeless is set to open this Monday on Lehrterstrasse near the Hauptbahnhof, where up to 16 guests can stay during their two-week isolation. Luisa Rust of the Berlin City Mission is coordinating the project and stated, quote, here, the homeless can cure themselves in peace, and we can prevent the virus from spreading further. Inside the center, residents will be free to move around as much as possible. A place in the quarantine station is about 100 euros a day, and costs are shared by the district, the Senate Administration for Finances, and the Senate Administration for Work, Integration, and Women. Currently, the monthly costs amount to a total of about 200,000 euros, because there's a second facility where up to 108 people can live permanently in the rooms of a youth hostel during the crisis, and are looked after by employees of the Berlin City Mission. 15 quarantine rooms for residents who show symptoms, wheelchair-accessible areas, and a floor for women will be created. Mitte's Mayor Stefan van Dossel said that the two facilities are set to be open for the next 3 months. After that, he said, there will be further planning. Social Senator Elke Breitenbach added that there's also an exit strategy because, quote, in the long run, we will not be able to afford to provide 3 meals a day for those residing in the youth hostel. The result of the quarantine station and the 24/7 accommodation in the youth hostel, as well as the exit strategy, will be discussed at a later date by the committees. If you like our podcast, you can help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter, where we occasionally post updates on breaking news. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening. Thank you.